Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the mythical matriarch herself, Sandy Reavy.
It's true.
It is episode 267, September 4th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, today, Mercury retrograde trine Jupiter.
Ready, get set.
Same day, Jupiter stations retrograde.
Where are you blessed and most fortunate?
Wednesday, September 6th, Mercury retrograde, Kazemi the Sun.
Wash away all the dirt.
And wrapping up the week with Friday, September 8th, Sun trine Jupiter retrograde.
Just turned.
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up a special talisman, as we also have our talisman of the month. On the horizon, we have some options for you, although we are going to be in our Greece retreat. So I'm also going to end this episode with Within Our House, and I have a very special Virgo meditation for you. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Mythical matriarch. I really was stumbling over my words there in the intro, but hey, we're human.
we're not myths.
We're mortal. We are mortals.
Right, as opposed to the title of the Greek retreat.
The realm of the immortals.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's September 4th. Happy September, everybody. We are in Greece.
Currently not yet.
We are
then.
As soon as this episode is published, we are in Greece starting our pre-retreat for the Greece retreat. And it's going to be a fabulous event.
I'm so excited. I wish I could have gone there just like 5 days ago. I've been packed. I've been ready. Everything's printed. Everything is all the handouts, all of this magical books, actually.
Signed, sealed, and going to be delivered. So it's episode 267, and really this has been like a wonderful evolution of our podcast for over 5 years, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank
all
you.
Of you who have been listening, who have sent in those emails, those 5-star reviews, and I want to go direct to you all and say that we got another one.
Good. Let's rack them up.
5 out of 5 stars. This is Tamika. She has found out about us from a friend. Mm-hmm. And she titled her review of the reading, "I am a humble creator." Mm-hmm. She shares, "The energy shared was so aligned with what I'm feeling. I feel seen, encouraged, and supported. Thank you, Sandy."
Isn't that nice to feel that you have somebody that maybe most probably doesn't know you?
Right.
But yet can feel your what you're dealing with, what you're doing, feeling that energy of feeling kind of this, I don't want to say motherly, but I do have Moon in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So feeling this kind of warm embrace.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
You know, it's all okay.
Right.
It's all okay.
And to feel seen, encouraged, and supported is such a gift. So thank you, Tamika, for sending that in. And remember, anyone else who wants to share their thoughts or feedbacks or even get a reading in order to share your thoughts and feedback, remember, head over to our website, intentionbeads.com. And you can also email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. So let's move into it. In the transits, we start the week off with today, Monday, September 4th. We have 2 transits. The first is Mercury retrograde trine Jupiter.
This is nice. This is the second of 3 passes. Mercury's in retrograde and therefore is making that backwards motion and meeting back up in a trine with Jupiter. And these are the 2 planets that one likes the detail and the planning process, and the other like just wants to get there, right?
Right.
Jupiter just like, let's just go.
Right.
Right. And Mercury's like, but let's make sure let's turn the iron off. Right. Let's close the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a bunch of things. Take out the garbage. Do some things like kind of like I'm doing right now, getting the girls next door, to water my plants, you know, stopping the mail, you know, you
have
to plan.
You're going
to
be gone for over, well, three weeks.
Yeah, more than 3 weeks. And so this is this second out of third is about, you know, ready, get set. You're not quite ready to go, but you're preparing to shove off kind of thing. I think I like the way I play that. And I was thinking about the little pieces of a puzzle. So I'm like, play this game, play whatever game is in front of you, whether it's a card game, a dice game, a board game, if it's a strategy game, play it, you know, roll the dice, move your marker, right? And, you know, when you move pieces around the board, there is like learning to happen, right? You got to follow directions. And then all of a sudden your mind can take you in a place that has that wisdom and strategy, right? And so, you know, by using strategical techniques and kind of pre-planning is really nice and useful right now. So, you know, you may not see the whole picture. You may not see exactly how the game is played, because maybe it's a game you've never played before until later. But you simply want to file away the information you're gaining here and play the game. It reminds me, you know, it reminds me of something.
Is this about the game I'm bringing? Oh, no, it's not.
It's the game that you already brought to the table when Andrew was visiting.
Oh, yeah. Catan.
Catan. Okay.
It's a nerdy game.
But it's a lot of cards and knowledge and
rules and ways
and
to win.
And, you know, it reminds me of Mercury. Mercury is the merchant, right? So there's merchant services.
Oh, totally. Totally.
How can I build my empire by making deals, right? That's exactly reminds me of this game. That's probably why I wrote it. You know, so, you know, get, figure out. And of course, by the time that whatever 2 hours was over, we played the game. It was like, well, now that we know how to play, let's play again. And it was like, no, it was too late now. Right. So it was kind of like file that information away. Interesting that our Athens tour. I'm not teaching anything there other than mythology that might just come out of my mouth. But this day, the specific day, we're going to Delphi. And Zephy, my friend and clairvoyant and empath from Greece, is going with us, right? So she's part of our tour. And some of the girls don't know that. And she is going to channel for us each a question at Delphi, which is the temple of Apollo, which is where the oracle sits.
Lives, yeah.
Yeah, sits or lives. And, you know, it's the Pythia, who sits on three legs of this tripod, and people from mythology, all the kings, all the princesses, all the heroes, everybody traveled to the Pythia at Delphi to get their questions answered. And they were always answered in a riddle. And so one had to figure it out. And if you figured it out wrong, and I'm going to bring a lot of examples to that. But what I really like about this position in the sky that day is we are going to be getting messages that we have to interpret.
Right.
You know, we have to figure out where is the wisdom in this bit of information that Zephy is downloading for us.
Right.
So really cool. The energy, and I didn't pick it specifically, and it just showed up. So that always gets to happen in our lives.
Right.
Do we see the synchronicity of it?
Yes. So let's move on to the next transit for Monday, September 4th, Jupiter stations retrograde.
Yep. 15 degrees of Taurus. So this Jupiter stays retrograde until the end of the year, December 31st, right? So you'll be able to do your clanging and banging New Year's Eve for two reasons, right? Jupiter stationing direct.
Oh, direct, yes.
You know, reflect on your recent bounty. The Jupiter's going from 15 degrees of the Taurus, which is that fixed Earth, all the way backwards to 5. So he's moving 10 degrees. That's pretty, you know, it's 1/3 of the celestial constellation, right? Because there's 30 degrees in each sign, we say. But anybody has birthdays between April 26th, which means your sun is at 5 degrees of Taurus, and all the way through May 6th has that 15 Taurus. So, which means your sun is sitting between this 5 and 15 if you were born between April 26th. And this is any year. We always know where the sun will be on a given day because the sun moves 1 degree, basically 1 degree a day.
Right.
So that's why we always can look at our solar returns or right on our birthdays.
Correct.
Right? And so anybody's having this Jupiter on your sun, which you get once every, you know, you get for a period of time, about maybe 9 months, 10 months, one 10-month period over every 12 years. So if you think about it, what are you gaining? You know, where are you blessed? Where are you most fortunate? You know, count your bounty. Count your blessings. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're in gratitude for them because Jupiter's not done with you, right? Jupiter won't be done until December 31st on some of those angles or on some of those degrees.
And then it's full steam ahead and growth. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So let's move on to Wednesday, September 6th, Mercury retrograde, Kazemi, the sun.
Right. So this means that we're halfway through the Mercury retrograde. And this is when the sun is moving forward and Mercury is moving backward. And they move towards each other and go into the heart of the sun.
And they're kissing.
And they're like a kiss. And it's at 6:09 a.m. At 13 degrees of Virgo. Now, you know, when I was imagining this, you know, Virgo energy is about hygiene and health and wellness and, you know, those type of, but on the other hand, you know, on the lower polarity, it's disease and sickness, right? And, you know, unwellness. So oftentimes Virgos can be very specific. I could use the word picky because, you know, that's a trait of Virgos, of really wanting to be clean. You know, you might find Virgos that don't want to take a bite of your sandwich.
Already bitten sandwich.
They're not going to sip from your glass of wine, right?
Right, right.
Because they have this thought of, you know, I'm going to maintain my own
health
hygiene.
And standard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to, you know, keep wash my hands. I'm going to keep doing, you know, what I need to do. And what I've got this vision of, you know, we need a hand towel with that logo on it, you know, Kazemi time, right? Mm-hmm. We need a hand towel,
right?
Especially Kazemi time in Virgo. We have the, you know, it's wine o'clock somewhere.
Hand sanitizer.
You know, we have all those those hand towels that are all about, you know, it's wine o'clock, right?
Right.
But we don't have one that says, hey, Kazemi time to wash away the dirt, wash away the imperfections, wash away, recognize the flaws so that they can dissolve and disappear. So, you know, see what true plans remain, right? This is the RE word for the personal retrograde planets, which, you know, when we get into either Mercury or Venus, which Venus is just coming out of, has just come out on Sunday on the 3rd, just a couple days earlier, that now there's more Venusian external energy. But still here, the Mercury is still internal energy. So we may not be able to express what our Venus wants us to say. I went and looked because I'm looking up a lot of etymologies right now with myths and, you know, root words of where it comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always been interesting to me. And I thought this was odd, but I want to share it. The etymology of main, because I was like, you know, see what true plans remain. And I'm like, you know, remain is not an... It is an R-E word, but what's the non-R-E? And is it main? Right? So it was just kind of very interesting to me because we say, you know, review. And the right. the other word is view,
right?
Right. Or resolve. Mm-hmm. The other word is, you know, solve, mm-hmm. right? So it was like, what's the other word for remain? So I went and looked up main, and it means power, bodily strength, strength of mind or will, efficiency, the supernatural power. So in my thought process while I was writing this, it was like very clear, again, clear, Kazemi, clarity, of the supernatural power that one has in the sign of Virgo to either be in service or having a knowing. A, because Mercury rules.
Yeah, Virgo. And it makes a little bit of sense that, like, the main person in charge.
Yeah.
Right? They're kind yeah. of that, like, one with the power, one with the knowledge, mm-hmm. one with that space, or the main line mm-hmm. is the one that kind of provides all of the, let's just say, for plumbing. It's, like, yeah. the one that provides all of the water to yeah. all of the other tributaries. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So, what real solid you plans remain?
Very cool. So let's move into the last transit of the week, Friday, September 8th, Sun trine, Jupiter retrograde. We are all about Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter this week. So
bunch of retrogrades happening right here, right? With the Sun. Enjoy life and popularity. The only time we get the Sun making a trine to Jupiter, which you'd want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sun, vitality, and Jupiter in a trine, easy ego energy, like mm-hmm. enthusiastic energy, popularity, is when that planet is retrograde.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of like find your beautiful comfort now, right? Where are you expanding in your life? And I'm just really like this because on this date, the 8th, we will be on retreat in Amorgos, Island, Greece, and we'll be already one day into
Yay!
The retreat. And so talking about, you know, enjoying life and, you know, we're talking about people's myths and their charts. So it's a kind of a, you know, standing up and telling your, you know, story.
Yeah.
You know, telling your myth. What is your myth related to what I've handed you because you were born with it, right?
Right. So cool. What a week. And let's move into some talisman times. And by some, I mean two, because the first is already finished. And that was last week. That was Monday, August 28th, to have a positive turn of events. My options are plenty concerning this one thing. I allow the ease of perfect direction to turn towards the most optimistic mm-hmm. outcome.
Right.
I trust this. Mm. This is Uranus stationing retrograde. And that is always wonderful to have a positive turn of events, because I was even experiencing something a little along those lines today.
A Mercury retrograde kind of
right.
snafu.
Yeah. My computer, the windows were going absolutely crazy. The screen, I was trying to have a Zoom call to fix an issue that was going on with a website and all of this automation that was broken. And even in the Zoom call, here I am, like, looking like I'm... So just incredibly frustrating, but then sticking in it, making sure that I kept myself calm and I pushed through, I did have a positive turn of events, and it was just like, man, that felt good.
Yeah, you know, I really like that talisman because I wear one probably for the last maybe 9 years now that has a similar energetic turn where it's like everything today goes exactly as it should,
mm-hmm.
even if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's, I trust the process that, man, I didn't get done with that, or that didn't provide me with what I wanted it to be done, or gosh, I was taking it, my car in for that and it needed to that. Like, no, this, everything is going exactly the way it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Drop my control. Right?
Right.
So I wear that one every day. Yeah, baby. So this is that kind of thing.
Yeah, it
right?
is. It
Where
is.
It's like, okay, a little drudgery, get through it. Oh my gosh, this is what happens?
And I have arrived, right?
And it's reminding me, are you looking at something that's coming in right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, we'll, so we'll let's, we're also going to announce that the upcoming talismans, there are none as of right now, because we're going to be traveling in Greece and there's got to be going to be a lot of moving things. So although Sandy does have some talismans prepared, we're just going to say none and we'll surprise you if there are any.
There's a few times that I want to do, but one's at like 4:27 a.m. Greece time. And I'm thinking, let me see how I feel. If I find myself up, bam, I'm going to go get it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm prepped for some. We'll see where we are in the
grand scheme of things. Yes.
Yeah.
And also don't forget that we just last week announced the talisman of the month of September. That is to earn and collect spiritual teachings. I amass the esoteric information I use to perceive and understand all that is probable and possible. I believe what I believe because of this.
Love it.
This talisman of the month is special and it's one of the latest talismans. So go ahead, head over to the website. This is on a special discount as well as a shipping credit. Just remember that any orders once we are gone, which is now, will not be shipping out until September 25th. Just as a mention, but if there is a talisman that you do see on the website and you want to claim it, that is a great way to do it. And then as soon as we are back, we will ship it on over to you.
Yes.
Moving on to the horizon, we have finished up the September forecast and cheat sheet PDF that you can watch the live recording with the Big Dipper trial. That's Big Dipper and above. Any of those tiers of our Patreon membership, is they're wonderful because you get this monthly information, but also the higher tiers, you can have a quarterly or monthly reading with Sandy and Susan. That is two astrologers looking at your chart from two different perspectives, one being financial and the other one being
peace
non-financial
peace and love.
Peace and love, there we go. So go ahead and join our Patreon community over at patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. Let's see, I did mention last week about our retreats for 2024. We'll get into that since we are totally focused on our Greece retreat that is happening right here right now. And if you are interested in joining us for any future retreat and you still have a few questions or you just want to get an idea of the way that Sandy teaches, you can receive a free 15-minute call with her. Just head over to intentionbeads.as.me/retreat. You will get a free 15-minute call where you can ask whatever questions you need. And finally, we are in our house where I have a very special Virgo meditation for you. I normally have these ready and waiting for you at the beginning of the month, but we had last week a few things to get done. So just a few days late, here is the Virgo meditation. And we all have this Virgo energy within us. In a moment, we will begin an active meditation to embody this Virgoan energy. To begin, find a place close to you that needs your attention, critical eye, and active service. Something small that could greatly use a few minutes of your time. Whether it's organizing the top of your desk, a drawer that's been neglected, some laundry that's waiting for folding, or something else you can find that is related to organization, health, or service. Take this moment to get into position or pause the episode here if you need to. Let's begin. Many years ago, one of my teachers taught me that we can make sacred any act, even something as unglamorous as cleaning a toilet. When we do the undesirable, unpleasant, and thankless tasks, especially with an intention, we are living fully. The lessons we can learn are endless. But first, we can learn that whatever we do, when we do it wholeheartedly, to the best of our ability, investing our intentions and attention fully, we give the task, as well as ourselves, importance, respect, and reverence. Secondly, throughout the task, we are practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment and the task at hand. Allows us to feel what it's like to be fully present, making it easier to sharpen our minds, create more peace, and ultimately live a fully present life. So whatever the task is that you have chosen to work on in this moment, begin now. There is nowhere else that you need to be. Nothing else you must be focused on. This task has become your meditation, and I will occasionally chime in to check in on you. As you become more present in whatever it is you are doing, explore ways that you can deepen your attention. Maybe it's in noticing the sensations of the items you touch, noticing their colors or their overall essence. Maybe in focusing, you've lost a little attention on your back and core. So think about straightening your spine, flexing your core, and pulling your shoulders back. Or notice what thoughts or memories may be tied to these items, or the ones that just creep into mind. Notice them, and then let them go. If at any time you are becoming overwhelmed by the task or feel that you're running out of time, give yourself a more achievable goal or carve out more time to complete after this meditation is over by playing some uplifting music or setting a timer for yourself. When we can invest this type of attention and focus into our day, it has the ability to heighten our productivity, connection, purpose, and energy. Remember that any act can be made this sacred, and try this practice out in more areas of your life. Thank you for getting to work with me during this Virgo meditation. I welcome you to keep this heightened sense of presence and attention throughout the rest of your day. And I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditation soon. And that is the Virgo meditation. It's so funny. I have the belief that meditation can be anything. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't, you don't have to be sitting cross-legged with your hands at meditation, you know, and eyes closed and just like chanting or mantraing or being completely silent. I really think that sometimes when I'm in the flow of organizing a drawer or folding up the laundry and I'm really present with it, it is not as tedious and terrible as I think it is, mm-hmm. right? It's actually enjoyable, and mm-hmm. you get to see the progress right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And
right, I used it for my packing, finishing up all my packing. That I thought, you know, how many times do you overpack every time?
Yeah.
Although I moved into from my big suitcase, my like extra large one, I'm going to be gone double the time that I was last time in Greece. And I'm going into a smaller.
Wow.
Because I was just really set on the focus of how I can do wash. I can have laundry done.
Right.
I don't need to bring I don't do that at home where wear all different clothes every single day of in a 30-day period. Right. Mm-hmm. So really, really cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for using that meditation. And mm-hmm. I hope everyone that was listening enjoyed it as well and was able to get a little activity in their life, active meditation. So thanks, everybody. And that is a wrap on our episode today. Remember, send in your feedback, send mm-hmm. in your reviews on the podcast, wherever you listen to this podcast. And we will talk to you next week when we have more info on our Greece retreat. Thanks, everybody, again, and see you next week.
Bye now.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story.